Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. A police car has been rammed during a high-speed chase in Perth's northern suburbs. Police say a Toyota Hilux failed to stop on Walter Road West in Morley around 3:20 this morning. It reversed into a police vehicle and then sped away. No officers were injured. The hunt for the driver continues. Premier Mark McGowan has described the Liberal National Opposition as broken. It follows Labor gaining full control of mainland Australia, elected as the New South Wales government at the weekend. Commentator Barry Cassidy telling 10 a big factor behind that is due to the flaws within the Liberal Party.
Internally within the Liberal Party, the problem is that their moderate base has been hollowed out and the party has moved further to the right. When Julia Banks left, I think that's the time when the alarm bell should have gone off.
Police appealing for help as the search continues for a missing 12-year-old boy. Ahmed Mohammed is wearing a blue tracksuit and was last seen near Perth Children's Hospital yesterday afternoon. There's concerns he may have tried to travel to the Mirrabooka area. A warning for childcare centres to better protect kids playing outdoors on hot days. One centre in Byford fined $14,000 after an 18-month-old suffered second-degree burns playing in bare feet on a 39-degree day last February. It follows an investigation by the Department of Communities. An Aussie-born franchise, F45, is in the spotlight today. Around 10% of its gyms in Australia are up for sale. 9 have gone bust since mid-last year. It's Derby Week with the West Coast Eagles and Dockers set to go head-to-head this Sunday afternoon at Optus Stadium. The Eagles coming off a win by 19 points against GWS yesterday. Coach Adam Simpson says things went to plan.
Get some talent through our list, expose some kids and get our leaders to play as good as they can at the same time. That's what we're working on. That's our plan. So next week's really important, but it's not grand final week.
Nick Natanui and Elliot Yeo remain in doubt for the Derby, while Nat Fyfe has already been ruled out with a foot injury.